In Northwest news from KPLU, the Mariners are hosting the Oakland A's this weekend in their first home series of 2016. They're coming off a series win in Texas that had a lot of highs and a few lows, as sports commentator Art Teal discussed with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, each game in the first series seemed to have its own odd drama.
It was rather remarkable. I mean, you usually don't get this kind of cool stuff going on in the beginning of the season like this, but Felix had a 100-year loss, and what I mean by that in the first game was that there had never been a pitcher in baseball history who'd pitched a one-hitter through six innings of an opening game and lost.
Right.
It was just weird how that game evolved. But then the next two obviously worked very well in the Mariners' favor, where they got a lot of home runs and a lot of offensive production to win 10-2 and 9-5 in Texas, the big division rival that won the division last year. So they are really enthusiastic about coming back to Seattle for the opener.
Were there any questions that came out of spring training that got answered this week?
Well, I don't know if they got answered. This is obviously, as baseball fans know, just 3 out of 162, so I wouldn't make too many conclusions. But it was encouraging to see what I call kind of a veteran professionalism in this lineup. A lot of guys in their late 20s, mid-30s, you know, still in the prime, and they all seemed to know what they were doing. Last year's team was really mistake-prone, base running errors and being out of position on defense and, you know, taking pitches when they had to be swinging. Didn't see a lot of that this time. And so that's encouraging. And the other thing that was, I guess, encouraging for a Mariner fan was the bullpen pitched 9 innings and gave up no runs.
Right.
And given the chaos that attended general manager Jerry DePoto's remake of the bullpen, no one really knew what to expect. And to get 9 innings of shutout ball is really impressive. So I think that's probably the most encouraging sign relative to what we expected from spring training.
Well, let's also get your observations of how Scott Service is doing as a first-time manager.
Well, I think people need to be patient. Just because Service has never managed doesn't mean he's an inexperienced baseball guy. He's been a scout. He's been an executive. He's been a coach. He's done a lot of things around the game that allows him, I think, a little bit of slack, because just because you haven't managed doesn't mean you can't. And in Service's case, I think he's a very shrewd baseball mind. He's also candid in his assessments, and he's also willing to admit some vulnerability about not knowing certain situations or people. That's what he's got to learn in April. It's all about trying to understand what his guys can do. And I think he impressed a lot of his players in the Tuesday game when he came out firing with profanities
yes.
at the Texas Rangers dugout after one of his players got hit by a pitch. It was really fun to see that he wasn't going to let his rookiness stop him from, you know, pointing a finger and saying, back down over there. And they did. And so I think that was a lot of fun. I think Service is going to be a good hire.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.